Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata with a great story about marriage. All week long, I've been sharing inspiring stories of couples who deal with disability every single day, 24/7 nonstop. And yet, each couple displays such grace and beauty in their life together. And today I want to tell you about my friends Peter and Gracie Rosenberger. More than 30 years ago, Gracie was only 17 years old. She was in college, studying hard, keeping late nights. And one night, while driving on the highway, she fell asleep at the wheel. Her car careened off the road into a ditch and slammed against a concrete abutment. It was a horrific accident. She was rushed to the hospital and there remained in a coma for 3 weeks. Every bone from the waist down was broken. One surgeon counted nearly 200 fractures. As Gracie fought for life, others hoped for the best. But many secretly felt a promising vocal career was shut down by such devastating disabilities. Eventually, both legs had to be amputated. Somewhere in the middle of all this trauma, Gracie married her college sweetheart, Peter Rosenberger. He had been the one who had always stood by her, cheering her on, helping her through every new hurdle. Little wonder she fell in love. On the other hand, Peter was drawn to this gutsy, determined, feisty woman whose faith seemed to grow stronger with every new challenge. He fell in love with the woman who was able to sing her way through suffering. After they married, Peter became Gracie's main advocate, her champion, especially through more than 80 doctors in 12 different hospitals. They even defied the odds, and Gracie was able to bring into the world two wonderful sons. And more than 78 operations later, their marriage remains strong. But please, that's not to say it's been easy. Instead, it has been very rough. Part of the problem has been Gracie's relentless pain for more than 3 decades. You can imagine why, what with so much hardware in her back and in her hips. Managing Gracie's pain has been a huge challenge for both her and Peter. But she took all this despair and pain and rammed it into a passion to live large for Christ. Stepping into the world of high-tech prosthetic limbs, she not only learned to walk, Gracie learned to snow ski. Letting go of her legs allowed her to step into a deeper, more joyful walk with Christ. And singing? Her vocal career was far from over. She performed at military events around the country and has even performed for presidents. I've even had a chance to sing with Gracie Rosenberger, and today on my radio page at johnnyandfriends.org, I'm posting a song about suffering, one that Gracie and I recorded together. It's called Through It All, because yes, we have learned to trust in Jesus through it all, especially through the chronic pain. So when you have a minute, visit johnnyandfriends.org/radio and be blessed by this beautiful song. We put the song to some images of Gracie and Peter and their young adult boys, and a few images of Ken and me as well. So please be blessed. Visit johnnyandfriends.org/radio and get to know Gracie. And while you're on my radio page, don't forget to pick up your free copy of Living by Vows. Remember, marriage is not about being in love. It's about portraying something beautiful and powerful about Jesus Christ. And hey, if you need more inspiration, you just have to go to my blog today at johnnyandfriends.org. Again, that's my blog at johnnyandfriends.org.